Blog Talk Radio.
Together. Praise his holy name. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good to see all of you here. Pastor Mom is saying good morning. Amen. Good to see all of you here this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. On this, what is this? Like the third Sunday of the month already. Amen. Before we know it, May will be here and gone. I do want to say that next Sunday is my birthday. Hallelujah. And it's also Pentecost Sunday. So I'm excited to, that's what we're going to talk about next Sunday. It's Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. But welcome to this Sunday. Hallelujah. We're going to have Pastor Mom open us up in a word, welcome us and open us up in a word of prayer. Pastor Mom?
Yes. Heaven, good morning, everybody. I'm glad to see everybody this morning. Amen.
Okay, let's pray. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us
from evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
The power and the glory forever. Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of our hands. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mom. That was good.
You're welcome.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to our scripture for today. And let's do Psalm 100. We haven't done that in a while. Amen. Minister Rachel and family, I see your number one key is press. If you guys want to sing that song and we open up the mic for you to sing, Psalm 100, verse 5, I know this is at the last minute, but if you're able to do it, hit your number one key again and I'll see that it went off. Otherwise, we'll just sing it together. Okay? So, Minister Rachel, I know you multitask while you're doing, you got a lot of stuff to do. But Minister Rachel, if you guys want to sing, or are you able to sing Psalm 100 and verse 5 today, press your number one key again, and I'll know, okay? All right. Glory to God. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Amen. So, Minister Rachel, I don't see any changes, so we're not going to open a line for you guys this morning. Let me see. Oh, okay. I see your text. All right. We'll open up the lines if you guys are ready. Okay.
Yes, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to everyone.
All right.
Good
morning. Good morning.
Let us
good
know when
morning.
You want us to start.
Right now. For
three,
the Lord
two,
is
one.
Lord
is
good.
The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth in words. To all generations, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all. And his truth endures to all. And his truth endures to all generations.
Yeah, do that one more time, one more time.
For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all. And the truth endures to all. And the truth endures to all generations.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you all so much.
We love
Amen.
All y'all.
And we love you all too. We designate you all as the East St. Louis Christian Center Church Choir. Amen.
Yay, hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. You're the official choir. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read that together. King James. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord. Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. And so we've been doing that. Praise God. We've been doing it diligently. And so he's given to us a different name, character, or nature each month. So this month, we've been talking about the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. And his beauty is understood as an attribute of God. The Lord is beauty. Hallelujah. And he gives his children the capacity to perceive his beauty as well as to reflect his beauty. Amen. And when the beauty of the Lord is on you, that's a beautiful thing. Amen. And the key to beauty is God himself. All beauty in creation is from him. Amen. So we went through some scriptures earlier. We went to through Isaiah and talked about the beauty of the Lord. Your eyes will behold the King in his beauty. And then last week we talked about the beauty of holiness, worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. It's something about the beauty of the Lord that takes you right into the presence of the Lord. Psalm 27 and verse 4 says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." And then Psalm 96 verse 6 says, "Honor and majesty are before him, and beauty are in his sanctuary." So this morning, we want to hear this song. This song has been just on my heart for a while. Hopefully you all remember Bill, Reverend Bill and Kim Osborne, who were with us, I think, in the month of March and April, and she sang. And there was a song that she talked about, she sang about beauty, and "Take me into the throne room." That's the sanctuary of God. That's the temple of God. That's where his throne room is. And so she sang that, and for a while I was trying to figure out how I could get it, just cut that little part out and get it on and put it so that we could just listen to that part. And praise God, the Lord showed me what to do. Glory, hallelujah. So we're going to hear from Reverend Kim Osborne, and she's talking about beauty, how the Lord is beautiful. And she's singing about, "Take me into your throne room." Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Take us into your throne room. We want to see your beauty. We want to see your face. Amen. And so the rest of this week, the rest of this month, we're going to ponder on the beauty of the Lord. Think about the beauty of the Lord. Roll it around in our heads about the beauty of the Lord, because he is beautiful. Amen. And we can't see him with our eyes right now, with our natural eyes, but we can see him with our spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. And he is beautiful. And then when we look at ourselves, we see his beauty shining through us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is beautiful. Amen. And if you don't think you're beautiful, let the beauty of the Lord just be upon you. Hallelujah. Amen. He is beautiful. God, praise God. Amen. And that's our pearls to ponder, the beauty of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations. We're continuing to declare and decree the word of God, as it says in Job 22 and verse 28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. Hallelujah. So we've been declaring a thing. We've been seeing it be established, and we've been seeing light shine upon our ways because we have been declaring the word of God. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Well, we know the grass is out right now, and it's growing real good, and people are mowing the lawn. But after a while, the grass is going to wither. The flower fades. Now, we got flowers for Mother's Day. We've been working on those to try to keep them from fading. Amen. We've been cutting up, put a little bleach in the water, and put that little packet in the water, and they're thinning out day by day because the flower is fading. And we enjoyed it while we could. Beautiful, beautiful flowers. Amen. And we know that the beauty came from the Lord. Hallelujah. And so the thing that I'm saying, though, is that the flower can fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So let's do some declarations this morning. As we do, we are always fully engaged in these declarations. Hallelujah. Because we want them to stand in our life as we stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. I speak that God's anointing destroys every yoke in my life, and that my soul, spirit, and body now function in order according to divine system of protocol. Hallelujah. That's 1 Corinthians 9. Chapter 9, verse 27, and 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 40. Amen. Continue to repeat. No weapon formed against me is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do will prosper, for I am like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. Amen. That's from Isaiah 54 and verse 17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Amen. Okay, let's do another one. At least one more here. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I personally stand on the word of God on this. Hallelujah. And some of you may know that we're going to take some time. I'm going to take some time and spend some time with the Lord and just kind of rest and relax. And while I'm doing that, I'm standing on the word. Hallelujah. And the word has gone out before me. Glory to God. And before us, whatever's going on, that word is standing right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go into a time of praise and worship. Praise God. I was thinking about Sister McDowell today. We continue to keep her, her husband, and her family in prayer. Amen. So we're going to hear her and worship this morning. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Be glad in it. Be glad in it. This is the day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His mercies are fresh and new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. And yes, we are glad to be in the service on this day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Now let's pray over our finances. Amen. I just kind of noticed some things that's going on in the spirit. It's been very interesting. You know, I was saying how the Lord had me say how the wealth transfer is going on. There is a wealth transfer, and it's going on right now. Hallelujah. And I've shared with you all before of how to prepare yourself for the wealth transfer. And the way you do that is through tithes and offerings, you know, doing it God's way, preparing yourself like that. And there's a scripture that says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Now, as we tell this story here, or this testimony, this account here, we're not calling this person wicked, but they are very rich, and they have, you know, they've stored up money, and God is having them to give it for righteous purposes. So what has happened lately is, and I know this person up close and personal, this is one of my relatives who she works, she's a CEO of an international organization that helps with parents and helps with children. And so, you know, God put her there in that spot. She was doing another job before, and they just didn't see the value in her. As soon as she went to this, and that was a local organization. As soon as she went to this international organization, saw the value in her and made her the CEO very quickly. So anyway, she's been the CEO for maybe about 4 or 5 years now. And just recently, the organization received a grant of $7 million. Yes, $7 million. Hallelujah. And that grant came from somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody who's very wealthy. The person who gave it to them is now known as the wealthiest woman in the world. And she's wealthy. Well, actually, her husband was wealthy, and they went through a divorce. And when she got the money from the divorce, which was, I think, about $38 billion, she became the wealthiest woman in the world. And so, you know, all we know to the assurance that the Lord allowed my relative and her organization to rise to the top in front of this lady, and she ended up giving them $7 million. And from what I understand, it's an unrestricted grant. And what, as far as I know, what that means is use it forever what you want to use it for in your organization. Hallelujah. So that's a blessing. And I also pray for my relative who is a recipient of this as the CEO of the organization, that God will just, you know, touch her, give her strength, let her know, you know, give her the wisdom of what to do, how to do, and when to do it. Because with that kind of responsibility, I mean, with that kind of blessing comes great responsibility as well. You know, and probably her organization has had millions before in dealing with that. But now this is a whole new dimension that the Lord has placed her in. And we pray also for the woman who gave. We thank God that he will give it back to her even a thousandfold in the name of Jesus. And just you know, continue that our job is to continue to do what God has given for us to do. And as he does this wealth transfer, it will come in our direction as well. Praise God. And then he'll give us the wisdom to know what to do. And the prayer also, what's coming to my mind is the scripture that says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase. Amen. Amen. Because when you get a lot of money, there's a responsibility that comes with that. That I understand. Hallelujah. I've seen it before. I've been a part of it. So praise God. We thank God for even seeing what he's doing in that wealth transfer. Hallelujah. So let's pray over our finances. Glory to God. You know, at the same time that the wealth transfer is going on, you know, the enemy's trying to make people feel like even though they have money, they don't have it. And so we see that going on as well, and we plead the blood of Jesus over that. Amen. The Lord keeps telling me, I got you. I got you. So in the midst of waiting for the wealth transfer and believing for it, he got us. Glory to God. Okay, let's pray over our finances. Repeat after me, fully engaged. Repeat after me, Lord,
Lord,
I commit
my
finances
to
you.
Be
in charge of them and
use them
for your purpose.
May I
be
a
good steward
of
all you give me. Help me to remember that all I have, you're going to repeat after me, belongs to you. Good job, Mom. And to be grateful for it. Amen. Praise God.
I pray
that I will find
the perfect balance between
spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always
be
paid well for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen. Lost.
Yeah.
Devour, destroy, or waste it.
Multiply it.
So what I have
and
what I make
will
go a long way.
I pray that I will not be anxious about finances.
But we'll seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all
I need.
And Lord, as I sow
my
blessing seed, I remember that it's harvest time. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Now, there are several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We do have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESL$ESLCCC. We also have Zelle. Our Zelle is area code, well, our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door. We're at 2E. Amen. Or give us a call and we'll come and get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can also mail it in. Make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC, And the address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Now let's pray over our giving. Lord God, we just bless you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the tithers, those who are giving 10% of whatever they get in. If they get 100, they give 10. I'll say it like this. When we get 200, we give 20. Amen. We get 1,000, we tithe 100. Hallelujah. 10%. And we thank you for it, Lord God, right now. We thank you for your word, that as it says in Malachi 3, chapter 3, you said, try you on this, test you on this, and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. And then on top of that, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, that there will not be any holes in our pockets, and that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We also thank you, Lord, for the givers. Hallelujah. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, whether it comes back through the windows of heaven, whether it comes back through men giving unto our bosoms, we give you praise and glory. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now. Hallelujah. That's better odds than at the Preakness. At the horse races yesterday, that's better odds with the Lord. Glory to God. A thousandfold blessing. Hallelujah. And he even goes more than that. He said he would bless us as he has promised us, even as the stars in the sky. So we give God all the praise and the glory for your giving. And you can be in a high state of expectation that God will give it back to you much more than what you have given. And so we give God the praise and the glory for it. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is our time. We talk about birthdays. If we don't know your birthday, let us know your birthday so we can celebrate. So we can celebrate the day that the Lord has made and rejoice and be glad in it with you. Hallelujah. Because that day that you were born, he made that day. Hallelujah. For you. Amen. And my birthday, he made it for me too. And other people as well. Amen. So we have a couple of birthdays this week coming up. The first birthday is our dear Pastor Helen Price, the founder of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we want to say happy birthday to you, Pastor Price. Her birthday is going to be on the 25th. And then, our birthdays are very close to each other. Hallelujah. So my birthday is on the 28th, and that's going to be next Sunday. As I said, for Pentecost Sunday, looking forward to what God's going to do next Sunday and what he's going to do today. Hallelujah. And so happy birthday, Pastor Price. Happy birthday to me, too, as well. And let's play our birthday song. Hallelujah. We'll do both of them today. Amen. We'll start with the Psalm 118 birthday song.
Today is your birthday, the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it. Today is your birthday, the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it. The Lord bless you. and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday, Pastor Price, and happy birthday to me. Praise God. Amen. Let's go into a little more praise and worship before we go into the Word today. Hallelujah. Here's another song that's just been on my heart about awesome, that God is awesome and he can move mountains. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on,
the valley.
Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken.
Somebody ought to celebrate the awesome God. Oh. Oh,
he's awesome. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being awesome. We thank you, Lord God, for moving mountains. We thank you, Lord God, for doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. You see all, you know all, you're in all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you're always there with us, leading us and guiding us by your Spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to micromanage this world as we just lay everything down before you. And whatever we need, that you have provided it just at that moment, hallelujah. It may not be well in advance, but you're always right on time. Thank you for it, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. Blessed be your name from everlasting to everlasting. You and you alone are Lord. You are the awesome God. Glory and honor to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. I just love it when he just touches you when he wants to do it. Hallelujah. At any given time, any given moment, amen. There have been times where we were in the middle of doing some caregiving work, and just all in the midst of all of that, his presence just showed up in an awesome way. And so we give him praise and glory. He is God for real. Amen. I know all of you who are listening to me, you know he is God for real. Amen. Amen. So hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we are on part 14 now. Going through the book of Job, hallelujah, seeing how God reveals himself in every chapter of the book of Job. And we have been here in this place for a while, but God is doing something, amen, and we are determined that we're going to let God. We're going to walk with God as he does all that he wants to do. Amen. So we've been slowly going through the book of Job since September of 2022. Not every week, because like next week we're going to be talking about the day of Pentecost. And we only usually do it the third and the fourth Sundays of the month. And then sometimes if something's going on, maybe we'll talk about it once a month. But he has us on this trail in the book of Job, and he's showing us that, he's really revealing himself. And we're looking at the book of Job through the lens that says, I'm looking for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, Job is going through a lot, and we'll talk about some of the things that Job is going through, but our main focus here is what the Lord is revealing to us about himself. He absolutely wants us to know more about him and his nature. The more we know about him, and especially in a situation like this, with Job, who is going through, amen, really going through. I mean, he has lost all of his children, died all in the same day. All of his property was destroyed, and he was a very rich man. All of his livestock was gone. He went from a very rich man to having nothing in one day. So Job is going through a whole lot. And so his relationship with the Lord is extremely important to us. Extremely important to us to see how God reveals himself with Job. So we have looked at the Lord being perfect. We've looked at the Lord being revealing himself as the perfecter. We've looked at him as the author and the finisher. We've looked at the Lord as being the perfecter and the potter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we've learned some things. And I'll just tell you that since we've been going through this, I've been able to understand more things that are going on in my life. And when he's brought people to me to minister to them as they're going through their trials and tribulations, he's caused me to be able to minister in a different way by his spirit than I've ever ministered before. Amen. And I'm trying to think. I've been in ministry for about 30 years now. So it's caused me to look at things from a different perspective, knowing more about God's character and his nature, even as it relates to Job. So basically, as we've looked through the book of Job, you know, we had the introduction to Job. We found out about the first test, and that was how the enemy was allowed to strike Job's family and his wealth. And then the second test, and that was striking Job's family. So we got to, you know about that or read through that. Then we met Job's friends. We're still on that right now. But, you know, Job's friends, they came and they mourned with him for 7 days in silence. Can you imagine? And then Job, once he opened up his mouth, he started cursing the day that he was born. He was just going through. It was a lot that he went through. But we all remember that God, he loved the Lord and he hated evil. So there were some good things about Job's heart, even in the midst of what he's going through. So right now where we're on chapters 13, 14, and 15, and we're in the midst of these three rounds of speeches. The first two rounds is Eliphaz and Bildad and Zophar, and they speak in turn. Then the third round is just Eliphaz and Bildad, and they speak. And then Job answers each of those speeches directly before he starts, before the next friend starts. So now in this book of Job, when you listen to it, you can hear like the poetry in it. The things that they say are kind of poetic sounding. And then there is some wisdom in the book of Job. And then later on, we'll get to Job's final speech, challenging God, declaring his innocence, because he was innocent. And then Elihu, and then we hear God. So we're going to get to that slowly but surely. And God has a way of letting you know that you're at the right place at the right time. And even though this series has been a challenge for me personally, he has let me know that this is what he wants done right now. Amen. And I thank him for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God has been revealing himself And when I get to the part that shows me that we're at the right place at the right time, I'll let you know when we get there. So God has, I'm just going to say some of the things that God has revealed about himself to us. And I'm just kind of hopscotch through these notes that we have here. He's revealed himself that he is not fighting with the enemy. Okay. The enemy comes before him just like any other angel. Okay. So they're not in a constant battle. The Lord is the one who gives the enemy permission. And when there is a legal, when the enemy has a legal right, then the Lord will give him permission. So Job's fear opened up the legal right. Even Peter, when he was sifted as wheat, the enemy had a legal right to mess with him. God sees us. He's revealed to us that he sees us, and he brags on us. And really, that's a good thing. It doesn't look like a good thing right now with Job, but it's a good thing. Also, God revealed himself as the one who puts the enemy on a leash. The enemy can go this far, but no further. The Lord says, okay, you stop. You leave him alone. And the enemy has to back up off of you and me. Amen. Hallelujah. A good thing that we saw with the Lord is that God doesn't listen to all we say when we are distressed. And when we go into a woe is me thing, he does not listen to all that, or he doesn't heed all of that. Amen. Later, but those are some things that we've learned thus far. Hallelujah. So let's go on to, we're in Job 13, 14, and 15. And so let's listen to that this morning. You know, we've been listening to the book of Job, and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our helper is, our caregiver helper is on her way out the door. And Mama said, I love you. I put her on mute. But that was a blessing. So anyway, this is Job 13 through 15. It's about 10 minutes, a little bit over 10 minutes long. But listen to it, and I say, Lord, help us to listen with our hearts open, to hear what you're saying in your word. And I thank you, Lord, that your word does not return void or empty, but always accomplishes all that you please in the place where you sent it. Now, chapters 13 and 14 are going to be Job talking. And understand, Job is hurting. He is hurting bad. He has listened to his friends talk about him like a dog. He's heard his friends say, you know, you're a liar. You have sinned. You've done something wrong. You know you did. Go ahead and fess up. You're self-righteous. You act like you know everything. So he has heard all of this from his friends. And he, at this point, he feels like if he don't say something, he just gonna burst. So he's talking. So you're gonna hear Job first, and then you're gonna hear from his friend in chapter 15. Amen.
Job chapter 13.
Lo, mine eye hath seen all this, mine ear hath heard and understood it. What ye know, the same do I know also. I am not inferior unto you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. Oh, that ye would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning and hearken to the pleadings of my lips. Will ye speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for him? Will ye accept his person? Will ye contend for God? Is it good that he should search you out? Or as one man mocketh another, do ye so mock him? He will surely reprove you if ye do secretly accept persons. Shall not his excellency make you afraid and his dread fall upon you? Your remembrances are like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace, let me alone that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in mine hand? Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for an hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold now, I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. Only do not two things unto me, then will I not hide myself from thee. Withdraw thine hand far from me, and let not thy dread make me afraid. Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me. How many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and holdest me for thine enemy? Wilt thou break a leaf driven to and fro, and wilt thou pursue the dry stubble? For thou writest bitter things against me, and makest me to possess the iniquities of my youth. Thou puttest my feet also in the stocks, and lookest narrowly unto all my paths. Thou settest a print upon the heels of my feet, and he as a rotten thing consumeth as a garment that is moth-eaten.
Job chapter 14.
Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow, and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such an one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as an hireling his day. For there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not. Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands. For Now thou numberest my steps. Dost thou not watch over my sin? My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou sewest up mine iniquity. And surely the mountain falling cometh to naught, and the rock is removed out of his place. The waters wear the stones. Thou washest away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth, and thou destroyest the hope of man. Thou prevailest forever against him, and he passeth. Thou changest his countenance and sendest him away. His sons come to honor, and he knoweth it not, and they are brought low, but he perceiveth it not of them. But his flesh upon him shall have pain, and his soul within him shall mourn.
Job chapter 15. Then answered Eliphaz the Temanite, and said,
Should a wise man utter vain knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk, or with speeches wherewith he can do no good?
Yea, thou castest off fear, and restrainest prayer before God. For thy mouth uttereth thine iniquity, and thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. Thine own mouth condemneth thee, and not I. Yea, thine own lips testify against thee. Art thou the first man that was born, or wast thou made before the hills? Hast thou heard the secret of God, and dost thou restrain wisdom to thyself? What knowest thou that we know not? What understandest thou which is not in us? With us are both the gray-headed and very aged men, much elder than thy father. Are the consolations of God small with thee? Is there any secret thing with thee? Why doth thine heart carry thee away? And what do thy eyes wink at, that thou turnest thy spirit against God, and lettest such words go out of thy mouth? What is man, that he should be clean, and he which is born of a woman, that he should be righteous? Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water. I will show thee, hear me, and that which I have seen I will declare. Which wise men have told from their fathers and have not hid it, unto whom alone the earth was given, and no stranger passed among them. The wicked man travaileth with pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden to the oppressor. A dreadful sound is in his ears. In prosperity the destroyer shall come upon him. He believeth not that he shall return out of darkness, and he is waited for of the sword. He wandereth abroad for bread, saying, Where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. They shall prevail against him, as a king ready to the battle. For he stretcheth out his hand against God, and strengtheneth himself against the Almighty. He runneth upon him, even on his neck, upon the thick bosses of his bucklers, because he covereth his face with his fatness, and maketh columns of fat on his flanks. And he dwelleth in desolate cities, and in houses which no man inhabiteth, which are ready to become heaps. He shall not be rich, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall he prolong the perfection thereof upon the earth. He shall not depart out of darkness. The flame shall dry up his branches, and by the breath of his mouth shall he go away. Let not him that is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his recompense. It shall be accomplished before his time, and his branch shall not be green. He shall shake off his unripe grape as the vine, and shall cast off his flower as the olive. For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery. They conceive mischief and bring forth vanity, and their belly prepareth deceit.
Amen. Amen. If you just joined us, that was Job chapter 13, 14, and 15. Amen. Amen. So just listening to that, you know, first you heard Job, and then you heard, we heard Eliphaz, his quote-unquote friend. Amen. So as I was listening to this and just letting the Lord just minister to my heart about it, what came to me with this is that there are times when God speaks clearly through his people. And when God speaks through us, he is revealed in those moments, you know. And then there are other moments where God is not speaking through us. And in fact, you know, the enemy tries to speak through us. And we have to know the difference between the two. And there, you know, when I was first called as a prophet, you know, the Lord was still, you know, and he still is working on me, okay? But I can recall this instance where I was praying for someone, and as I was praying for them, I heard something, and I began to say what I heard. Find out that wasn't God that I heard. That I was picking up what was going on in them and the thoughts that were going through their head, you know, about certain things. Because as it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, that don't even sound like God. So, and then I, right away, you know, I stopped, I began to pray and rebuke that in the name of Jesus and, you know, render those words null and void in Jesus' name. And so, you know, since then, you know, I've learned by his spirit, just being with him, you know, the word, that when it's his words and when it's not his words. And I noticed that a lot of people are afraid to say that these are God's words. But if it's his word, it's going to correspond with the word of God that's been written for thousands of years. So anyway, as I was thinking about that, what came to my mind was Simon Peter. Simon Peter. Back in the book of Matthew, this is Matthew chapter 16, so if you go there and you can kind of look through it with us, Matthew chapter 16, and just to show you how sometimes the word, excuse me, that comes out of the people of God's mouth is God revealing himself, and then sometimes is not, okay? So Matthew chapter 16 really says it very well. Matthew 16 verses 15 through 19. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? This is Jesus talking to the disciples. Simon Peter answered, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus answered and said back to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. So as Peter was talking, that was God revealing himself through Simon Peter, through his words. And Jesus went on to say, you know, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Okay, this is marvelous. Hallelujah. Peter heard from God what God said. Okay, we're going to go down a little bit lower in that chapter. Matthew 16, verse 21, 22, and 23. And so we're going to see the difference of when it's not God speaking, amen, because there are times when God's people speak out of anguish and frustration. And that's what we're seeing with Job, when the enemy speaks or when his flesh is speaking. And so Job had both moments. And that's, I think that's important to see as we listen to what Job is saying. So Matthew 16, verses 21 through 23. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him, began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Matthew 16 and 23. But he turned, this is Jesus, and he turned and said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man. So, you know, in just a few sentences, still in the same chapter, Simon Peter went from, you know, oh, you heard this from the Father. And then in the next few moments, it goes to, get behind me, Satan. You're an offense to me. And so as we read through Job and listen to Job, there's a some nuggets that you know came from God through his mouth. And then there's some, and he's talking faith, you know, one moment. And then, you know, the next moment he's talking about dying and he got a problem here. And we can almost understand it with the situation that he's in. And so, you know, as we said, we're looking for God revealing himself. So we're looking for those words through Job's mouth where God is revealing himself. Amen. And so chapter 13, Job defends himself. He's defending himself. Y'all keep talking and talking and talking, he's saying to his friends, but I'm going to tell y'all, it ain't like that. So he's defending himself. And if any of us have ever gone through anything, we, most of the time, we are defending ourselves. You know, we may not defend ourselves to the person, but we may talk to somebody else and defend ourselves against what was said. And, you know, not too long ago, I would say late last year, I went through something where I was being talked about by people that I love dearly. And it was because I gave a word from the Lord about a situation. And I gave like a time frame on that situation by the Spirit of the Lord. So I was, the Lord told me that I was not to meet someone until Christmas. And he made it very clear. Well, that person was at that moment was close to someone that I love dearly, and then it ended up I was like double teamed on and everything over that word, and I was told that I was told some things, and I felt like Job and his friends talking to him on that, but I had to stand and say, this is what God told me. He said, don't meet this person until Christmas. I said, it's only 40 days away. then I'll be happy to meet them. But right now, God says Christmas. Well, I felt the wrath of my loved one and continue to stand. And just to make a long story short, by Christmas, exactly Christmas, that person was out, has been out of our lives. We almost don't even remember who that person is anymore. We're in May. And so things happen, and it's like it's important. And that's really what Job is doing. He's standing on the word that he's just standing on what he knows in the Lord to be true. He did not sin against the Lord for this to happen to him. So anyway, he tells his friends, he's defending himself. He tells his friends, you know what I know. You're not any smarter than me. You know what and then he tells his friends, I want to speak to the Almighty. He wants to speak to God. Now, that's one of those things that I believe came from God, a desire to speak to the Almighty directly. I also have a thought in my mind about the book of Job that Job says some things that is like a forerunner of what we're saying now. That Job was a forerunner of that. You know, he said, I want to speak to the Almighty. Hallelujah. And God has given us that opportunity to speak to him because Job wants to speak to the Almighty. And then he says, Job says he wants to reason with God. Amen. And that's something, you know, some people, you know, feel like, ooh, no, what you mean, reason with God? God wants us to reason with him. And I'll tell you that there's a scripture that comes later. And actually, many people say that Job is really the first book of the Bible, even before Genesis. That's what some are saying. And so Job wants to speak to the Almighty. We believe that God put that desire in his heart. That's what I'm trying to say. Put the desire in his heart to say it. And I believe that's how God is revealing himself through Job right here, and that he wants to reason with the Lord. And if you go to Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, this is God talking. Isaiah 1 and verse 18, it says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Amen. So here's the Lord inviting one to come on and reason with me. All right? It's okay. We'll reason together. Thing to reason, it's another thing to accuse God and go at God. But this is a together thing. Come on now. Let us reason together on this. And it goes on to say, says the Lord, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are crimson, red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Amen. So, yes, God has placed that desire in his heart to speak to him directly and to reason with him. And later on, we're going to find out in the book of Job that Job does get to speak to God. Hallelujah. And we are so fortunate. We are so blessed. We get to speak to God, too. We can talk to God. We got the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. We can speak to God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's not too busy for us. Amen. You know that song, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Hallelujah. He's on the main line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can speak to the Almighty. Amen. We need to reason with him, go through some stuff, talk some things out with him. He's ready and available for that. So going on chapter 13, and Job says to his quote-unquote friends, you're worthless physicians. He was talking about me. He's like, okay, I'm not going to hold this any longer. I'm going to tell y'all what I think about you. You're worthless physicians. I'm laughing because I think about Pastor Mom. Pastor Catherine was working with her, changing a bandage on a wound. And she looked at Pastor Catherine and she said, you're a good little doctor. Amen. And so, and speaking of wounds, we want to give God praise and glory and honor. Pastor Mom was going through a wound on her coccyx. We just noticed yesterday that that wound is just about closed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give God praise and glory. Amen, amen, amen. So Job told his friends, he said, you are worthless physicians. Your wisdom comes when you shut up. He said, just shut up and then you'll be wise. And he says, you know, he tells them to hold their peace, let him alone. He says that their proverbs are platitudes and ashes. Bless you, Pastor Mom. Drink some of that. Sit up a little bit. Amen. And, you know, he tells them, leave me alone. And then he starts talking to God, and he says, ask God, why is he hiding from him? Now, that's one of those things, you know, like Peter, look, get be behind me kind of thing. And that saying that God is hidden from him. Around verse 15. Now, this is when the Lord reveals himself again. Job says, though he slayed me, yet will I trust him. And those are words that I believe the Lord put into Job's heart and his mind to say, though he slayed me, yet will I trust him. And that's faith talking. That's God talking through him. Amen. And then in verse 16, we're still in chapter 13, Job says, he also shall be my salvation. Amen. So God revealed himself as a one that you can speak to, God Almighty. He's revealed himself as one you can reason with. He reveals himself as one that you can trust. Those you go through trials and tribulations, it's like he's slaying you. You can still trust him. Hallelujah. And he is our salvation. Hallelujah. I believe God put that in his heart to say, that he shall be my salvation. And then, you know, around verse 19, Job says, you know, that he had to talk. He had to keep saying what he was going to say. If he didn't say what he wanted to say, he felt like he was going to die. Now, when the prophet went through this, I'm trying to think, it's Jeremiah, fire shut up in my bones, but that was the word of God. Amen. But Job was saying, I just got to say what I got to say. I got to say it right now. It's got to come out. And sometimes you just feel like that, like you got to give somebody a piece of your mind or something. It's got to come out. Praise God. So, and then in chapter 14, Job talks about how frail man is. How man comes forth and fades like a flower. And we were talking about that earlier today, about, you know, how the flower fades. But we know that the word of our God stands forever. So Job talks about how God appointed the length of man's days and how a man lays down and does not rise. And Job considers, he talks about the limitless power of God, and really it kind of makes him despair that God has all that limitless power. So here we go on that other side of coming out. But then this is what Job says around, I think it's verse 10. No, verse 14. Let me go back some. Verse 10, he says, he's wondering what happens when we die. And so many people wonder what happens when we die. And then in verse 14, he says, if a man dies, shall he live again? That's another one of those words that Job said, that he wanted the answer to that. And now we have the answer. If a man dies, shall he live again? Yes, he shall live again if he is born again. Hallelujah. You must be born again. Glory to God. He shall live again if he's born again. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he continues to talk. This is Job 14:14. And he says, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. God speaking through him, just, helping him to see, even though he has all these questions and all of that, that all the days of his appointed time, he's going to wait till his change comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he knows that God has revealed himself as a God who brings changes in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. He is the change maker. Amen. Hallelujah. So God will bring changes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Then we're going on to chapter 15 with Eliphaz. So Eliphaz really and totally leans to his own experience. You know, he's saying in verse 17, I will tell you, hear me. What I have seen, I will declare. So he's not so much going from what God is saying or God is doing, but he's going from his experience of what he has seen. And then that's what he says, from what he has seen. And then he accuses Job and says that Job is arrogant. Was he born before the hills? You know, basically like, oh yeah, you've been here a long time. You're that great. You were born before the hills. And then he talks about how man is impure and just in pain all of his days, and despite having any kind of life, wealth and luxury. So Eliphaz, and we know from when the Lord comes and he speaks later on, we know basically he has said that all of Job's friends wasn't talking right. Well, we kind of understand that. Amen. Amen. And so then the last part, I went somewhere with this. I really did, places I didn't think I would go, but I went there. It's really good, you know, what God is saying through this. One of the points is that Eliphaz was saying, and then I'll get to the part I was just talking about. Eliphaz was saying that Job needed to humble himself. He wasn't humble. And First Peter 5 and verse 6 says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. At this point in time, no, Job was not humble. He was in pain. You know, later on, he gets to be very humble, and we're going to hear that. At this point, the humility is not showing because he's defending himself. But later on, he gets humble, very humble. So I want to kind of go through this quickly, but it's good. And I'm praying this part that just comes out the way that I got it in my spirit. we're talking about Job, and these three chapters reminded me of what is said in Isaiah 53 about Jesus, because there are some things that Jesus went through. And things that Jesus went through is like so close to what Job went through in so many ways. So God wanted to reveal some future things to Job, even in his state of trials and tribulations, even in Job's pain, even through Job's friend. God will let us see, and when we're in situations like that, he'll let us see him during those times as well. So Isaiah 53, we're going to hang out there just for a few moments here to see what it's saying in Job, how Job is and his comparison to Jesus. There's some similarities and there's some differences. And the differences are attributed, the differences are really attributes that are reserved for Jesus alone. Amen. So we'll start with Isaiah 53 and 1. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Amen. So the arm of the Lord is being revealed to Isaiah and about Jesus. Amen. About what Isaiah is going through and also about Jesus. Now, this is what was my confirmation that I'm in the right place at the right. We talked about the beautiful God in the Pearls to Ponder. Isaiah chapter 53:2 says, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." And so with Jesus, there was no beauty that we should desire him, because God was doing something. You know, so even how Jesus said, return me to the glory that I had before I was here. And that beauty was the glory of God. And he didn't have that same glory that could be seen by man, but he was being fully man and fully God. And then from verses 3-9, as I said, God is revealing himself through Job's suffering. And these similarities with Jesus suffering. Jesus was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and esteemed him not. And so both of them went through kind of that same kind of thing. But then here's the difference. Verses 4-5. Surely he has borne our grief, carried our sorrows, that we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Now, yeah, Job was smitten of God. He was afflicted. But then verse 5, this is reserved for Jesus. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and we are healed. Thank y'all for saying that with me. I felt you. Hallelujah. Amen. And then verse 6, we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah. So the iniquity was laid up on Jesus. That's reserved for Jesus. Job couldn't take our iniquity. You know, he went through something, but he couldn't take it. He ended up at the end, when we get to that part, he prayed for his friends, and his friends were delivered. Praise God. But Job couldn't do that for all of us. Verse 7, he was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. The difference, now Job went through this afflicted. He was afflicted, his mouth. Job opened up his mouth and defended himself. Jesus did not open up his mouth and defend himself as he was going through, because he had much more at stake. He had much more that had to be accomplished. Amen. And it says in verse 8, he was taken to prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? He was cut off and out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. This is Jesus, reserved for Jesus. Verse 9, he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Amen. And then in verse 10, this is a scripture that just really gets to me all the time. And God, just, he really had to explain it to me, and I'm good now. But verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. And at first, I could not get past that part. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. And even with Job, the Lord was pleased to see that Job did not curse him, even in his affliction. Hallelujah. And with Jesus, Jesus became an offering for sin, so that many would be saved from their sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God has revealed himself that he can do much good even through what he did much good through Job's suffering. Hallelujah. And then he's doing much good even as we suffer, as we go through trials and tribulations. He's still causing good. And, you know, I'm going to close with this, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose and his plan. Hallelujah. And we have to remember that Romans 8:28 is in full effect. Whatever comes, whatever goes, Romans 8:28 is in full effect. Say that with me. Romans 8:28 is in full effect. Let's say it again. Romans 8:28 is in full effect in my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope that you were blessed by the word of God today, and that God revealed some things to you personally as we went through the book of Job. Hallelujah. That you'll have your own revelation of God in your life as you go through trials and tribulations. Excuse me. And if you've never been through one, you're going to keep living. As you keep living, you'll go through something, and God will go through it with you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. For those of you who are listening, and you're like, wow, this is really something, what God is revealing. And he wants to reveal more to you. And the way that God can reveal it to you is when you know him as your Lord and as your Savior, when you receive him as your Lord and your Savior. John 3:16 says, say it with me, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. I'm going to stop in the middle of this and pray because I'm perceiving something going on. There's a heaviness on somebody's chest right now. The blood of Jesus is over that heaviness. It may even go from the chest all the way to the back. Whatever that heaviness is and all that it stands for, we lift it up to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that every bit of pain, every bit of discomfort, and every part of it, you get off of them now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, even for a lightness in that chest area right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that for your healing, health, and wholeness, that your blood is saturating them right now and all that it stands for. Hallelujah. If that heaviness is physical, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus will take care of it now. If it's emotional, if it's, whatever it is, the Lord, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus is over it, and the Lord is healing it right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, we'll go back to salvation. Romans 10, and if that was you, you know what that was. Pressure number one, key, send me a text. Let me know going on. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray a prayer right now. If you repeat this prayer after me, believing in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel, hallelujah. She was saying that was her chest area. How you feeling now? Text me. Let me know. Hallelujah. I praise God that lifted off of you. Never to return. We thank you for sealing that healing right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Hallelujah. As you believe, as you say it, confessing with your mouth, you receive it. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me, and God raised you
from the dead.
Come into my life. Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
Be Lord.
Show me your way.
Be my way.
Show me your way. And help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. I know that was a nice little short prayer and everything, but Jesus did all the work. Hallelujah. It's for us to receive what he has done. And we give God glory and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Not just thank you right now for Minister Rachel, that she is breathing better. Hallelujah. The very breath of God is going through her lungs in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every part of her bronchial tubes are open. Her respiratory system is functioning in the perfection that you created it to function. Ha, there it is. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Nice deep breath. Thank you, Jesus. And we give you praise and glory for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Going back to the prayer, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. Jesus is your Lord, and heaven is your home. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to pray for you. We thank you, Lord God, right now that you just touch them by your Holy Spirit. Fill them to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. Power to read the word of God and to understand it because God is with you every time you're reading it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Power to even pray in their prayer language. We thank you for releasing the rivers of living water out of their bellies right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And now we'd like to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. With the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Now, and with the Get 'Em Radio, the God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. You can go to a Bible-believing church and learn and grow there, and you can also come and be with us and learn and grow here as well. Thank you, Jesus. So God has put together this Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts to help us all to learn and grow together. Every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And you can call in and join our conversation and be a part of it with us. You can call 516-418-5699. That's 516-418. Did I do that backwards? Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm right. 516-418-5699. Amen. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching, and that's with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, we pray. That's our prayer day. Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. And that's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Then we have interpretation of tongues as well on that day. Start on Wednesday, we have two different broadcasts. One is on the second Wednesday of the month. The other is the fourth Wednesday. And they are both at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, the one that's coming up the soonest is on this Wednesday, which is the fourth Wednesday of the month. It's not the last Wednesday. It's the fourth Wednesday of the month. And that is Anointed Pandemic Babies. God has highlighted these babies from birth to four years old. What he's doing with them right now, he's pouring out his spirit. They're doing things that are far beyond their years. Amen. So join us on this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, this Wednesday, the 24th of May. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then on the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service, and it's called Prophetic Healing. Our co-host, Elder Philip Hawkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. The next time we'll have our healing service is Wednesday of June. We're marching on through this year. The 14th of June, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And amen. And continue. When you think of Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda, please keep them in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Thursday is our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. This Thursday, also Pastor Helen Price's birthday. Glory to God. And so this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we'll have the last of our Wise Mothers Month. And we have two young ladies. Pastor Price is our is going to host that night as well. Actually, this is one that we have done before, but it's so good. It was about maybe 4 years ago, and Pastor Price was our host. And so it'll be this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and these young ladies, Mecca Baker and Lachelle Prude, hallelujah, young ladies who love the Lord, and they'll be on with Pastor Price on this Thursday. Amen. And also, you guys, you know, of course, keep me in prayer. I'm going to, I said this in the beginning, I'm going away to spend some time with the Lord to rest on this week. I will be back on next Sunday, my birthday, hallelujah, and Pentecost Sunday. Didn't want to miss that, want to be with you all then, so I will be here next Sunday. This week, all of Get 'Em Radio's broadcasts will be aired, so you will be hearing them, so go ahead and call in. Even on Tuesday, Pastor Price is going to be our the facilitator for and host and facilitator for Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Amen. And please, if any of you are available on Tuesday to pray, let me know in advance so I can get everything set up for Pastor Price before I go out of town. Please let me know today if you're available for this Tuesday to pray in tongues. Amen. Just slip me a text and let me know about it. And so I want to thank Pastor Price in advance for being there, even on her birthday, to kind of pinch hit for us. Amen. And I want to thank God for Minister Joy, who's on the line with us this morning. Thank you in advance for, she's going to be our engineer all next week, making sure that all of the broadcasts run smoothly, or they run, period, and run smoothly. Amen. Amen. So that is about it. I'm going to open up the line for, I'm going to open up everybody's line. If you want to say something, that would be great. If not, please make sure your line is muted. And so we're opening up all the lines right now as we get ready to close. If you have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, every line is open.
Okay, and, Apostle, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, Pastor Price.
Oh, hi, how you doing, Apostle and Pastor Mom? I'm here with Mary, and we had a stop to make along the way. We put our earphones and had our phone with us as we went out to get us a little something and come back. We were yet listening. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I want to thank God for you, Pastor Mom, and for the opening prayer. So clear. I just love you, Mama. And look forward to seeing you, and thank God for you, Pastor Mom. And then Apostle, I want to thank God again for the... We worship him. The beauty of his holiness. I thank God for that. And then the word was so very rich today. The word in Job, through Job at 13 through 15, and went through just a very, very rich word, very rich word. One of the things that one of Job's favorite scriptures is Job 14:14. It said, if a man dies, shall he live again? He said, but I'm going to wait till my appointed time, till my change comes. He could say it all, often so many times over and over again. So I thank God for that word.
Absolutely.
One of the things, there was so much richness in as you went through each one of those chapters. Because one of the things I love is Mama's favorite scripture is trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I love the fact that you talked about trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. And trusting in the Lord. I thank God for that word on trusting in the Lord. And then the comparison in chapter 15, making a succinct comparison between what Job went through and what Jesus went through, But Jesus went a little further than what Job went through. But I just thank God for the entire word today. It blessed our hearts. It blessed. Also, thank you for the birthday, God, for May 25th. And today also is another one of my birthdays today. May 21st is another one of my spiritual birthdays. It was 45 years ago. Hallelujah. 45 years ago today that I got baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. And so hallelujah. That was a special time. So I just thank God for, and when you were singing the birthday after birthday song going, I was thanking God for both the birthdays, and I give him glory for that. So I want to thank God for everything that we were allowed to hear today, and it really blessed my heart. Now I'm going to let Mary get a chance to say something while I just want to sit a little. I sing it. All right, turn it over to Mary.
Oh, I'm just enjoying the message, and my favorite part was when you were talking about what Job said, that the Lord shall save me. So I just appreciate everything. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Good to hear both of y'all. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. We'll put it on mute now. All right.
All right. Thank you. Amen. Yeah, he was looking for his salvation. You know God put that in his heart. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hi, yes. I wanted to say something about, when I was thinking when you was saying things about Job and stuff like that, I also snuck a peek of Job 16. Friends should have humbled themselves. They shouldn't have said nothing. Just sit there and mourn with them and not say nothing. Oh, my dear. It's supposed to be gone because the only one is just to be comforted. Sometimes just not saying nothing is saying much. That's all I had to do. I say, God. Well, we don't know, I'm going to say it later. When in his word, like you said, when we don't know what to do, our eyes are upon you. They should have had their eyes upon him. They should have was quiet. Shouldn't have spoke of what they naturalized see, because we will error if we speak with our net. That's why he said the just shall live by faith, not by sight.
Yeah. Yes.
Seeing these. Oh, thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for your word. And God bless y'all. Love you all. I've been encouraged. Yes, because I took a deep breath, either was on yesterday or the other day, and it hurt it in the back, in my back. And I said, I began to pray and stuff, and I didn't understand what that was for. And also, I have to always pray that God cover me when I sleep, that he could cover me with his blood, that he dispatch his holy angels around in my bedroom with me and also with my children because of the stuff that was going on. I said, I live in God's word, which is Isaiah 53:5. I thank him that he purchased this so I can walk in this healing. I can dwell in this healing because of what Jesus did for me. I got to know my rights as a daughter of the Most High God and keep reminding myself of who I am, no matter what season I'm in. I thank you, Lord, for that. And you showed him to keep on speaking life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I know he did something supernaturally in my body. And I'm living because of him, literally living because of him. He truly has been, throughout all the years, my life support, spiritually and physically. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. He truly is awesome finisher of my life and my faith, and I love each and every one of you. Right, y'all keep standing in boldness because of his strength and his holy boldness. I thank him. I had to laugh also when the text that he told me to send you, because I was like, well, I did it. Because I was like, did I spell Eve right?
Oh, God, it's awesome.
Thank you, Lord. He's awesome. Love you all. God bless.
And love you, too. And you know, I'll just say this. It came across my mind. You know, there's some things that go on in the atmosphere and even when we're asleep. And what the Lord has led us to do is to play spiritual warfare prayers through the night.
Okay.
And we have seen, I mean, and I'm not talking about all loud and blaring everywhere, but we have seen a difference, you know, and I'll tell you more about that later. But we've seen a difference. He told me just, you know, to play it all night long. So anyway, just, you know, see what he's saying to you. Praise God.
Okay.
Amen. Hey, and it may even be you recording yourself and playing it all night. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm laughing because that was what I was just thinking. Maybe I should record the one God be having me to
Amen. All right. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord, Minister Kizzy, Prophet Kizzy, and Mom. You hear me?
Hey there, Joanne. I hear you clearly.
Okay. I hear the Lord saying your mother's going to get better and stronger, even with her voice.
Mm.
You know, I go back and remember when I was in Broadway House, and I had it,
yes.
When you mentioned your mom had a bed sore, a little sore on her body. I had
yes.
a bed sore so big that you can put your fist in it.
Oh.
You can put your whole fist in, and it was a big hole in my left right side. And my sister came up there, and she got on him and said, why there's a bed sore? They call it a bed sore. Why there's a bed
yes.
sore on my sister? Why she's not healed yet? So they call, I don't know where this specialist came from. They came, I don't know, they came from the south, east, and north, and west, but they came and healed my wound, and I believe that was God.
Yes.
I believe
Amen.
In miracles. Believe
yes.
in miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe. I believe in miracles over your mother. And I speak miracles
Thank
over
you.
Your mother. They're going to see the miracle when she go back to the hospital. They're going to see, oh, there's a difference in her. Yeah, because of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
So I thank you for the word this morning, Joe. Joe, what I like about Joe, they took everything from Joe, but Joe loved God.
Yes, that's it.
He loved God. That's the word. He loved God. He was faithful
yeah.
and just in what he was doing for God. Yet shall I live.
And,
yet shall he slay me. Yet shall I live. And
yes.
he got more for his whatever he went through, double for his trouble. So,
Amen.
Mr. Kizzy, you continue. I bless you. Continue to stand on the word of God.
Amen.
The word. Speak the word in season and out of season. When you go to the supermarket, wherever you may be, I know you speak that word. Hey, God.
Yes, Hallelujah.
And it's going to be a change in the atmosphere. So I thank God for you. I thank God for your mom, that she would live a longevity.
Yes.
I love you, and God bless you, and you have a blessed day.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Joanne, so much. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? All right. Amen. Do a quick shout out to Minister Joy, Minister Amber. Good to see y'all this morning. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. All right. Let's get ready to close, Pastor Mom.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Talk about ready in season and out of season. She was in a full-on sleep. Hallelujah. and that as well. Amen. So, you want to make any comments?
The comments were very nice today.
Okay.
And we go out and float.
Amen. May the Lord.
Between me and me. While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church, you are the church, and we are the church together. And, hey, and Jesus is coming back to get us. Hey.